Morning, Boker Tov. We are learning Ksuvas Daf Peites. Ksuvas Peites. We left off the Mishnah right at the bottom line of Peiches Amud Bey. Zak the Mishnah. Haitzia get v'inim a ksuva. If the woman brings out a get that she was divorced, but she doesn't have a ksuva to accompany the get, so she's coming to collect the ksuva, but all she could produce is the get. Rashi says that kasaka daidach, the assumption right now is that she lost the ksuva. That she lost the ksuva, that's her claim. She wasn't able to collect the ksuva because she lost it. That's the assumption right now. Gemara will address if that's indeed the case. So what's the halacha tapa of peites? Goyve ksuvasa. She can be goyve the ksuva. Rashi explains, can I read this Rashi inside? Rashi says she's able to be goyve the ksuva because the ksuva is what we call a maisa bezin. In fact, Gemara Bava Metzia elaborates on this, says Rashi, the husband can't claim that the ksuva was paid back. The ksuva was paid. His husband is saying, no, I paid you ksuva, and you returned the ksuva to me. It was like, and I ripped it up. Why not? Rashi says, because tonight ksuva is a maisa bezdin. And when it's months of maisa bezdin, it's like, it's automatic. You don't need the shtar to make the claim of collecting the ksuva. It's a maisa bezdin itself. Makes it even if you didn't write a ksuva, Maisa Besen says there's a chiyuv to pay the ksuva, it's automatic, and therefore he can't claim that he received it and he paid it. And that's why in Bamitsia we learn from here that one is Tayin after Maisa Besen, Lam Baklum, my time, Maisa Besen, commanded Nakashtardami, because unbelievable. Maisa Besen is as if you're holding a star. So it's as if right now she has a star, because since the idea of ksuva is Maisa Besen, and we pointed out even if you didn't write a ksuva, it's automatic. So same story, even if she's not holding the ksuva in her hand, it's as if she's holding the ksuva, and therefore you can't be tayin acha maisa bezdin. This is a source to all over, not tayin acha maisa bezdin. Now, tayin over there asks, if that's the case, then why do we ever bother writing a ksuva? Why do we ever bother to write a ksuva? L'chara, it's maisa bezdin. Writing the ksuva is unnecessary. Even if she doesn't have a ksuva in her hand, we treat it as if there is a ksuva. So l'chara, there should be no point in writing a ksuva. Tayin answers, very interesting. The reason why writing a ksuva is, in order to be able to write Tosefes Ksuva. We know some husbands want to add on to the base Ksuva, they add on extra, some don't. So like this, you write a Ksuva to determine whether he was giving Tosefes Ksuva or not, but Enechlam, if the Ksuva itself, there was taka no need to write it. Very interesting answer to Tosefes. I'm just thinking out loud, it would be relevant to the Gemara, that could be another reason to write a Ksuva, ironically enough, is not in order to for her to collect, but in order for the husband, the Gemara's have a whole discussion whether you write receipts or not, whether you write receipts. So the Gemara does not, the Gemara seems to take the position that we prefer to not have receipts, because when you have receipts, that means the husband has to watch the receipt forever, otherwise she can recollect. So I was thinking that perhaps the reason why I'm writing ksuva is in order that, not for her to collect, but in order for him to be able to show he paid, he would pull out the ksuva, l'chayra, the Gemara's hesitance to have him to have an idea of writing a shaver would also be a reason why that would not be a good reason for ksuva, because to have him have to watch the ksuva is tantamount to having him watch a shaver, and the Mark clearly doesn't like that. So that was a terrence I was thinking, that maybe write a ksuva in order for him to be able to show that he paid, he'll take the ksuva, instead of ripping it up, he'll pull it out and say, look, I have the ksuva, you know why? Because I've paid it. But that's not a good reason to write the ksuva, because the Gemara wants to go with the assumption that we don't make it the obligation of the malvor, in this case the husband, to watch the receipt. So who had then the ksuva? Okay, so Taisa says the reason for ksuva writing ksuva is for the tosefes. Next case: what if she brings out top line of peites malav ksuva ve'inu aget? What if he pulls out a ksuva? What if she pulls out a ksuva but she doesn't have a get? He emeris avagiti. She says, no, I'm divorced. I want to collect the ksuva. I had the get. I lost it. Vo'emer avach shavi. And the husband says, no. You're divorced. He's agreeing she's divorced, but I paid ksuva, and I'm just missing the receipt. But I already paid the ksuva. Or v'chein b'chayv. This is going to be relevant to very relevant to what we just had again. Literally, just over a week ago, we all wrote prisbals. V'chein b'chayv shahitzi shtar chayv v'ini my prisbal. A b'chayv who takes out a shtar chayv his own money after shmita, after the end of the shmita year. That's how we pass that shmita's ksuf is end of the year. Of Shemitah, he pulls out a shtar after that in the Shemitah year. Vainu a prisbal, he doesn't have a prisbal to back up that shtar. He doesn't have a prisbal to back it up. So in this case, again, in both these cases, we're saying the husband does not have to pay. If she produces the ksuv without a get, or a regular malchayv produces a shtar without a prisbal, then the husband or the debtor, the defendant of the chayv, do not have to pay. Now it's interesting, before we go further in the No, let's finish the mission. We'll go back. Shugamil Eimer min haSakana ve'Eilach Isha Gavek Suvasa Shlebeget. From the Sakana on, Sakana was that they said you can't do Torah mitzvahs. They were gazer about Torah mitzvahs, and once they got about Torah mitzvahs, they were scared to have gittin around or to have prisbles because keeping it around is dangerous. It would be a clear demonstration that they keep Torah mitzvahs. So they would write a get and then quickly destroy it. They would write a prisbel and quickly destroy it. So you cannot say a taina against the creditor for not having a prisbel or against the ishim not having her get because it was normal to get rid of it, says the Mishnah. From this cut on, a woman can attack a collector ksuva without the get, and a regular creditor can collect without the prisbel because it was normal to have it and destroy it, and therefore they can claim as long as the Baal Chayv has the shtar chayv and the isha still has the ksuva, right? Then they can. Those are just regular monetary contracts. Those were not necessarily yiddish zachen, so that those they kept on to the get and the prisbel were mitzvahs. They were yiddish things, and therefore they would burn them, so they can claim that they got rid of them, but they took place and they be believed. Interesting. Rambam Taka brings in Perek Tes Hilchos Shemitah Ve'Avil. Rambam brings that this halacha remains in force. This halacha remains in force that without a prisbel, a person can still collect even today. And the Mefarshim Medayik and Rambam, that Rambam was saying even if the sakana is gone, Rabbi Shimon said misakana ve'elich from the sakana and on, but it doesn't revert back from sakana and on. You no longer have to keep the prisbel. Rambam learns that to mean that after sakana they took away the obligation to keep the prisbel. You write the prisbel, destroy it, and then you just say verbally you had a prisbel, and that's enough. Even if the sakana is gone, we no longer have to keep the prisbel. The Velt is knowing to keep the prisbel. The Velt is knowing to still keep the prisbel. Rambam understands in this halacha of Rabbi Shimon misakana ve'elich even post sakana. When sakana is gone, still the exemption of not having to produce the prisbel still exists. Very interesting. From Rambam, really Rambam and Rambam's being medayik from Lashon of our Mishnah. But the point was make before that we said that that Bechlau, if the claimant comes to the shtar that he's owed money and he does not produce a prisbel and says I had a prisbel, and the other fellow says not true, I don't owe you the money, he can't collect. The claimant cannot collect unless he produces the prisbel. Now there's an interesting machlekes, Mordechai and the Urayim are the two main shitas, but it's a machlekes Shoshanim by the sugya of prisbel. Is the din of Shemitah, when Shemitah is the seventh year, there's a din of Hashmatas Ksefim about absolving the loans. Is it a din Torah? That the Torah says at the end of the seventh year, the loans are forgiven. Loans are forgiven. And therefore, the claim of the Baal Shtar is not allowed to go demand the money, right? There's also a whole separate sugi if the borrower wants to pay, you know, it says, Afal Pika, don't want to pay, he's could pay and the lender is able to take the money. But the lender is not allowed to ask for the money. Is the lender, does he have to say Mishamarani? I am Mishamar Dechayev, I'm absolving it. Is that his Chayev? And until he says that, the loan still exists? Or is it automatically absolved from the Torah? The Lashon is that the Rechmada Afkase, the Rechmada itself, the Torah undid the loan. That's a machlekes. The Mordechai is of the opinion that it's automatically Meshamet, that the Torah undid the loan. Kadosh Baruch Hu, right in the midst of the Torah, having this mitzvah of Hashemot Tzkafim, undoes the loan. You don't need the Malv himself to undo the loan. The loan's undone automatically. Whereas according to the Yerayim, the Malva has an obligation, has a mitzvah to be Meshamet, and he's not allowed to go and collect. There's a lav to go and collect. But the Maisa, unless he's Meshamet, it's not Meshamet, the loan is not absolved. So the Chayra, our Mishnah, which discusses that a Baal Chayv came with a shtar and he doesn't have a prisbel, then the defendant doesn't have to pay. It definitely, again, you can learn it either way, but it may fit a little more geshmak, according to the Mordechai, that it's automatically Meshamet. It's Meshamet automatically, so unless you have a prisbel, there's no chayv here. Whereas according to the Urayim, it has to be that the Baal Chayv is being Meshamet, and that's his obligation, but Lemaisa, if he wasn't Meshamet, and he's going against the Isser of Laigais, then technically he still has a chayv, he still could collect. So the fact that he doesn't have a prisbel shouldn't prevent him from being able to Taina, again, he's going against halacha by tining this, but because he's not supposed to be doing this, but lemaisa, it shouldn't be, the lack of prisbel is l'chayr less of an issue according to the Urayim as it is according to the Mordechai. Okay, just a side point, interesting machlekes in the Rishayim, in the din of Hashmatas Ksafim of Shemitah, is it a din of automatically, or does he have to be Mishamim himself? Now, in the prior case of the Mishnah, the second case, where he has a ksuva, but he doesn't have a get. So the parallel case to the case of prisbel. The ksuva without a get. So we're saying that she cannot collect. He says, I paid you and I just lost the shaver. She says,
I've lost my get, but that, I still have the ksuva because I wasn't paid. She can't collect. So the Rosh Hashanah asks here too. Why don't we go back to this far we had before about Maisa Bezdin? Maisa Bezdin is Kamad Danaka Shtara Dami. So the same way it's Kamad Danaka Shtara, that it's as if she's holding the, in her hands the Shtar of ksuva. If in order to collect ksuva, she needs to be holding the Shtar of get as well. So it's Kamad Danaka Shtara Dami. Let it be as if she's holding the Shtar of get as well. Why don't we say the same Svar of Maisa Bezdin in that case? So the Shita brings that we're going to see in general, the Gemara is coming up, that an Isha losing a get is much more of a taina than an Isha losing a, it's less common than an Isha losing a ksuva. Why? Because a get is her ability to get remarried to anyone in the future. So it's very unusual, it's possible, it happens, but very unusual for her to lose a get. And therefore, for us, a taina for her, that as if that she has the get and it just was lost, and use the power of Maisa Bezdin, is more of a chiddush over there than my ksuva. Therefore, because there's a big reisa. There's a big reisa. The fact that she doesn't have a get really leads us to believe that Hitaka never even divorced her, or Hitaka paid the ksuva. And she didn't have a ksuva, so he took the get back, that which is like his receipt. So there's big races over here on her side, and that's why we're not going to use the power of Maisa Bezdin to allow her to collect as I am for the Shita. Okay. So like the Gemara. Shema mina kesef shaver. L'chara, our Gemara is the, our Mishnah is a proof that you write a shaver. Why? Dien kesef shaver, because they write a receipt. And that's a whole big sigil. If you point down when you read the Mishnah, there's a whole big sigil whether or not we write a receipt. The reason to write a receipt, of course, is because we want the claimant to be able to get his money. We want the claimant to be able to get the money back. The reason not to write a receipt is because we don't want the, sorry, not the malva, I think before I said the malva. We want the leiva to be obligated to rotch this receipt forever. Because let's think about it. If the malva is going to be able to collect, leiva is admitting there was a loan, and the malva is saying, I want to collect, but he doesn't have a shtar. If the malva is going to be able to collect without the shtar, the malva has a shtar somewhere. Maybe even not maliciously, in 5 years from now, he's going to find that shtar, pull it out, and say, oh, you owe me money, and go collect. And the leiva is going to be on the line to pay the money, because there's a shtar here, unless he can produce the shaver. So that's the reason not to write a shaver. So, but it's a machlekes, whether or not it's a discussion, whether we write shaver or not, and by writing the shaver, of course, putting the onus on the leiva, in our case, on the baal, to prove, to keep the shaver, to prove that they paid back the debt. So says Gemara. Shema mina from Mishnah kais b'shaver dien. Why? Dien kais b'shaver leichas nima mafkele ksuva asla v'gaviba. In our first case of Mishnah, she came without a ksuva. And she's collecting, was saying, as far as Maisa Bezdin, or really, I should go back, and we explained from Rashi, the Mishnah's, the assumption in the Mishnah was that she's claiming that she lost her ksuva. She lost her ksuva like any Baal Chayv claims he lost the shtar. The debtor admits that the debt exists, but the Baal Chayv, the lender, can't produce the shtar. He wants to be paid. He wants to write a shaver. So Chayv Mishnah is right. Write a shaver, because if not, you should be concerned. You're going to pull out, if there's no shaver, the lender, in our case, the Isha will pull out the ksuva again later. She'll pull out the ksuva and collect again. Amar Rav, you're right. B'makim she'kaisvin. Rav says b'makim she'ein kaisvin ksuva. Rav says, we don't write shavers. Why is there no concern that she's going to pull out the ksuva? We're talking about a case where we rely on the concept of Maisa Bezdin. We don't write a ksuva. We don't write ksuvas. It's automatic that every Isha has a ksuva. You don't bother writing the ksuva. And therefore, there's no concern she's going to pull out the ksuva a second time. So not like what Rashi says, it's the havamina of the Mishnah is, the understanding right now, kasaka daitach, in our Mishnah, is that we're talking about she lost the ksuva. No, we're talking about a place where you don't write ksuva. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no. Afagash kaisvin ksuva. We're talking in a place where they write a ksuva. Ask the Gemara, well, Shmuel Kais Meshaver. One second. So what does that mean? If you say we're talking about a place where they write a ksuva, that means you wrote a ksuva and you're still giving the husband's making payment to her, even if she doesn't produce the ksuva, must be you're writing a shaver. Does Shmuel really say that you write a shaver? Amar of Anan, Dimi Farshim made the Shmuel. Shmuel explained to me what Shmuel had said, what Shmuel's sheet is. B'makam Shein Kaisvin. We're talking about a place where they don't write ksuvas. Vamar kasafti, but the husband says, I wrote a ksuva. So, olav avraya. In such a place, it'll be incumbent on him to bring a raya that he wrote a ksuva. And if he can't bring a proof they wrote a ksuva, Hitaka has to pay the ksuva. Over there, he'll have to accept a shaver, because remember, he's going against the tide. There's a place where they don't write ksuvas, and he's claiming that there was a ksuva here. Okay, so either prove there was a ksuva written, bring the aid to bring something, or if you can't prove there was a ksuva written, watch the shaver. But in a place where the derech is to write a ksuva, and she says, no, he didn't write me a ksuva, it's on her to bring a raya that she didn't receive that from the edim by the marriage, and there's no ksuva written. And if she brings such an edim, then she is able to collect the ksuva, he has to pay the ksuva. And if he wants a receipt, he'll take a receipt, but he'll have to watch the receipt. But if she can't produce edim that there's no ksuva, then she can't collect. She can't collect until she finds and produces her ksuva. Rav was also hadar
and learned the Mishnah, Damarav, and he learned the Mishnah not like his original assumption that we're talking about a place where you don't write ksuva. Why? Damarav, bein magmish kaisa, bein magmish kaisa, because Rav says, sign a place where you write ksuva, sign a place where you don't write ksuva, get gaiva ikr. If she produces a get, she's able to collect the ikr ksuva. Ikr ksuva corresponds to the get. The get demonstrates that she's owed 200 zuz, if she was a basula, 100 if she was an amana. Why? Very simple, because we know the get is automatically is a raya that there was a marriage here, and every marriage has an ksuva obligation, that's clear. However, she wants to collect the extra ksuva. Remember, Taisa Bavitsia says, that's the whole purpose of writing ksuva, once you have this concept of Ma'aseh Bezdin, it's for the Tisefes. Ksuva, if she produces a ksuva, Gaiva Tisefes. If she produces a get, she gets the ikr ksuva. If she produces the ksuva, then she gets the Tisefes ksuva. V'chol ha'reitz l'hashiv, yavai v'yashiv. And everyone wants to come and argue on this, could come and argue, meaning, we were saying this is the best system to eliminate any questions of double dipping and of fraud by having the get correspond the ikr and having the ksuva correspond the tesefis. So the lashon, the first point out of that Rav also was hadabe, does not mean that it just means that Rav initially was saying the Mishnah told my case where they don't write ksuvas. That's a Rav's initial learning, and now he's saying that we're talking even a place where they do write ksuvas. She produces the get, she gets the ikar, she produces the ksuva, she gets the tesefis. So he's falling off what he originally said, but he's not necessarily agreeing. He's not agreeing to Shmuel. He's not agreeing to Shmuel. He's coming with really a third mahalach. First, the first mahalach was Rav said in the Mishnah, we're talking about where they don't write ksuvas. Second mahalach was Shmuel, that depends. In a place where they don't write ksuvas, it's on the husband to bring a raya that the ksuva is written. In a place where they do write ksuvas, it's on the woman to bring a raya that in this case ksuva was not written. That's Shmuel's mahalach. And then Rav comes along with a third mahalach and says, he's chayziv in the first mahalach, and he says that the ksuva corresponds the tesefes and the ger corresponds the ikr. Tanan. We're going to ask a question now against Rav. Ksuva veini maget, if she produces, in our Mishnah we said, if she produces a ksuva, but she doesn't have a get with her, here, about Giti, she says, my get was lost, he says, no, I already paid the ksuva, and I lost my receipt, who produces a shtar chayv without a prisbul, in both these cases, they're really pareo. The debtor, or the husband do not have to pay. Pishlam and Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, it's very good. Why? Shmuel's idea was that the Mishnah's case was talking about the Mishnah could be talking about a case where she has a get, but she didn't bring a ksuva. And if normally, when a woman produces her get or ksuva, she gets everything. She gets both. She would get her base ksuva and her tesefes. So we'll say mukilav magmashen kaisvin. We're talking over here in a case where they don't write ksuvas b'chal. In this case, it was a place where they didn't write ksuvas. So if they don't write ksuvas, the only way she can collect her ksuva is with the get. What now? V'amar, what does she say? Opposite. What happens over here? V'amar kasafti. The husband says that I wrote a ksuva over here. Damrin lei icy raya. They say they're bringing a raya that you. There's a ksuva over here. If you lay my siraya, I'm reading zilpari. If you don't bring a raya that there's a ksuva here, then you have to go pay. Then you'd have to pay. So el rav he the ikar legavia. Even if she can't collect the ikar, teisefes miagavia. According to Rav, we're splitting up the teisefes and the base. The base goes corresponding to get. The teisefes is corresponding to ksuva. In the case where she produced the ksuva without a get, in a place where she produced the ksuva without a get, then the chayr she should at least be able to collect the teisefes and not the ikar. How's Rav learning that part of the Mishnah? Just to clarify, Shmuel, why Shmuel's okay is the Gemara explained Shmuel in the Reisha, meaning the Reisha said a case where she produces the get, but she does not produce the ksuva. So Shmuel, we're talking about a case where it was a makam she'en case where you don't write a ksuva. The husband's claiming he wrote a ksuva. We say to him, bring a proof that you wrote it, meaning he wrote a ksuva, and therefore until she produces a ksuva, she can't collect. We say to him, oh, fine, bring a proof that you wrote a ksuva with her, and if you can't bring a proof, you gotta pay, because she's showing a get. Once she's showing a get, she is entitled to say that she's divorced, and we're in a place where you don't write a ksuva. The assumption is there's no ksuva here, so you gotta pay everything. The base ksuva and the tesefes, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. That's not the case that we're focused on right now, but since that's the ratio, so in a case where she comes with a ksuva without a get, over there, he's believed to say that he paid based on the get. Since there's a place where they don't even write ksuva, if she can only produce the ksuva without the get, the husband will say, I paid everything based on the get. She doesn't have, she can't produce the get. I paid everything. I lost my receipt. But I paid everything based on the get. Now she wants to pull out the ksuva and double collect. She can't do that. So according to Shmuel, it's all good. But according to Rav, we split. We only pay the base amount with the get, and you only pay the tesefes of the ksuva. So whichever paper she pays out, she should get something. She should get the tesefes for the ksuva. Says the Gemara, El Rav Nidikel Agavi tesefes me Agavi of Rav Beisiv Hachamayas Inan Kishainchem Edi Gerushin. We're talking about a case where there's takano Edi Gerushin. When there's no Edi Gerushin, she can't collect anything. It's again, this is a classic. She cannot collect anything because we're talking about this very specific case. There's no AD. She not only does she not have a get, there's no witness that she's divorced. Once there's no witness that she's divorced, she certainly can't collect the base ksuva, which goes connected to get, nor could she collect the sefes because the husband can really say, I'm not even, it's a migu. We're not even married. Since he could say I never divorced her, the husband has a migu. He could say I divorced her. Once he's believed to say I never divorced her, he's believed to say also I divorced her and I gave her the ksuva. So he has a migu that he paid the ksuva, and therefore she can't collect anything, even according to Rav. Now, before we go further, on the Taisus from the bottom of Naman, Taisus asks L'chayra, we have a chazaka that a woman would never say she got divorced to her husband if he didn't divorce her. It's a chazaka. She wouldn't have the chutzpah to say you divorced me when my husband didn't divorce her. So while over here are we saying there's a migu that he could say I never, she's claiming divorce. There's no edim to say she has no get, and she has no edim saying that there was a divorce. And we're saying the husband's belief to say he paid the ksuva because migu he could have said I never divorced you. So L'chayra, why is there a migu? It's a migu against the chazaka that she wouldn't deny it. Says Taisus a big yisayid. That al chazaka works the gabi iser for her to say that if she says she's divorced, we believe her in order to let her get remarried. We believe her for other purposes, major dinim, right? Eish ish would be mater because she wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie to her husband to his face to say you divorced me when he didn't. The gabi mammon, we don't trust. The gabi mammon, we say yes, she would have the chutzpah to lie. When it comes to money, unbelievable. When it comes to iser, when it comes to chevi krisis, we're saying yeah, a person wouldn't have the chutzpah. A person wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie because she wouldn't have a chutzpah to lie to her husband's face. But when it comes to mumminess, that changes everything. She would be willing to lie, and therefore the migo still exists. Ask the Gemara, not so fast. How the Dani say for Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel Eimer, Misakan of Eilach, Ishakav Ksvas Tzav Beget Machav Tzav Beprismal Bidikay Degershin Askinan. In the Seifa, we said Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel pointed out that once there was a sakana with the Gayim not allowing us to keep mitzvahs, so a woman is able to collect the ksuva without a get. A bachayev could collect his shtar chayev, which that is okay. That's not a Jewish contract. He can collect that without the prismal because they didn't keep the prismal. They used to burn the prismals, so he can collect without the prismal. So must be. In order to collect the ksuva, there were no get. There must be edigershin. Do you like edigershin? My gavya, there's no edim of the divorce, and she has no get. Understandably, she's excused for not having a get. But the bottom line is, she has no get. There's no way she collected the ksuva without any proof that she's divorced. So it must be talking about where there are edigershin. So we see clearly in the Sefer that we're going with this edigershin. How can you explain earlier in this mitziyasa, this middle case, that we're talking about no edigershin? The Mar says you're right. Rather, let's understand, let's explain the Mishnah. It's Orish Gomil, Chasim Mechzor Machidani. Let's read the Mishnah. It's Orish Gomil, it's missing words, and here's how we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. If the we're talking about in the case the Isha has the get, again, the Gemara doesn't speak out this part, but the Mishnah said if the Isha has the get without a ksuva, opposite. She produces the ksuva, but not the get, or a creditor produces the shtar chayiv, but not a prismal. Harelu, we start from this part of the Mishnah. Harelu, paru, the debtor or the husband need not pay. Now, this is what was sticking in. This we didn't have. We're sticking this in now. When do we say this? When there's no edigershin? When there's no edigershin, she cannot collect. And that's the case where we're going to explain in Rav, she cannot collect not even the base ksuva. She can't collect the tefes ksuva because there's no indication, no proof that there's a get here b'chlal. So she can't collect anything. Avliyeshem edigershin. If there was edigershin, gavi tesefes, she would be able to. She wouldn't be able to collect the base because she doesn't have the get. But she would be. She would yes be able to, according to Rav, collect the tesefes ksuva. The ikker remains. Imafka get the gavi. Imafka get the gavi. If she can produce the get, she'll collect. If she can't produce the get, she won't collect. Uminasakana veilech. But once there's a sakana and on, afagafle imafka get the gavi. Even if she can't produce the get, she'll still be able to collect. Why? Because once there's a sakana, a woman is able to collect the ksuv without a get and the b'chayv without a prismal, because it was understandable, it was expected for them not to have the prismal or not to have the get. So even without any gershin, she would be able to be, well, she produces the ksuva and she can collect everything. That's only after the sakana. And again, we point that before from Rambam, the Medayik and Rambam. Rambam says, Misakana of Eilch means from the sakana on, even after the sakana is no longer, like now, in existence, Baruch Hashem, now we're able to practice principles. We just did it last week. Kedushin, Gittin, Torah, Mitzvahs, no problem, right? Chazdei Hashem. So,
according to we would think it goes back to now she should have to produce the get, the Baal Chayv should have to produce the principal. Rambam learned this kind of Eilch means it was kind of abolished that need, and even going forward without a sakana, you still don't need it. Chiddush that we were dying earlier from Rambam, Perek Tes, Hilchos Shmita. I'm the Rav Kana, Rasi, the Rav. L'dach tami get gav ikar. So Rav Kana, Rav Asi said to Rav, according to you, you're saying that the get allows the woman to collect, producing the get allows her to collect the ikar ksuva, and the ksuva allows her to collect the tesefes. Amana min nesuah ma'gavya. What about an amana from nesuah? Be'edei misa. An amana, she doesn't get a get. She doesn't receive a get. She's an amana. Her husband died, obviously. So how is she going to collect? So l'chari she collects be'edei misa. V'leichash dil magirsha umafka legita v'gabi bay. I'm going to ask the Gishmaka question. L'chari, the normal way, according to you, that amana is going to collect is with edei misa. Not with the ksuva, with edei misa. But edei misa, maybe she'll do a trick. She'll be divorced. Her husband will die shortly, or not shortly afterwards. And she'll produce edim that say they died. She already collected ksuva once with the get. And now she's gonna, or opposite. She'll collect both with the edim misa, and then she'll go and collect afterwards with the get. She'll collect twice. Answers the Gemara: B'yashev is tachas bala. She can only collect the ksuva when we know that she was with the husband till she died. So the point is that the Eidei Misa alone is not enough. It needs to be Eidei Misa in a state of marriage, that the husband died while they were married. If there's proof that the husband died, but no proof that they were still married, she wouldn't be able to collect with that. The Dilma Sabach Lamisa Geirsha, but maybe it was very close. Maybe Taka he got divorced, and maybe he'll divorce her close by, and now we should be concerned that she'll double up. She'll collect from the Eidei Misa and she'll collect with the I mean, the point is the Eidei will think they were still married. She'll collect the Eidei Misa and she'll collect with the Geirshin. Answer the Gemara, Iyud the Afsan Afsha. He caused the loss upon himself. Meaning, if he divorced her and then died shortly afterwards, so again it could be a sudden death. But the point is, he should have notified his yorshim that they can come and claim that there was a get here. And if there was a get, there'd be some way to prove to undermine her claim that she was still married to him. So since he never notified his family and he divorced her, so he caused the loss on his own estate. Amana ben Erison by Gavi. Ask him what about Amana ben Erison? And Amana ben Erison, how's she going to collect her ksuva? Same story, maybe over there he gave her a get, she'll use the get to collect the second time. And over there, they're not going to say that they were married, they weren't living together anyway. It was only Harrison. The Gemara says, you're right. Here the Gemara comes into a big site. It comes up elsewhere in Shas as well. In all the sugyas, even if we have a hesitancy and we don't want to write shavers, there's places where it's impossible. When it's impossible, the only option is to write a receipt. So according to Rav, in a case we have an amana from Harrison or a get from Harrison, he's going to write a shaver, she's going to write a shaver, and he's going to have to watch the shaver. There's no other way to protect him. If you don't say this, let's think for a second. She brings Eidei Misa that he's dead, and she collects. She'll do that in one court. She'll go do that in another court. She'll go to different courts, and she'll collect in multiple places. So that's also a problem. The answer is that you write a receipt, and legabi makam shleifshir, you have no choice. Says the Morneches to mafka Eidei Misa v'hai beidina v'gavi, and she'll collect. V'hadu mafka beidina chrina v'gavi. She'll bring Eidim, a different set of Eidim, obviously not the same Eidim. She'll bring a different set of Eidim in a different court, and collect again, and levadim makam leavshir, kaskin shaven. In a place where there's no option, we write a shaver. You took for granted in the proofs in the conversations between Rav that there was a din of ksuva from Erison. How do we know that amana from Erison indeed is entitled to ksuva? If you say it's for the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we had, Dafnan Dalin. A woman who is this conversation we had the conversation in general back then. A woman who becomes an amana or a grusha from Erisin or from Nesuin, she's gaiva kol. Everyone agrees if the husband chooses to write a ksuva of Erisin, she's not the ksuva. How do we know that even if the husband didn't give her ksuva, there's a automatic the ma'isa bezin that we spoke about earlier automatically applies even from Erisin that there is a din ksuva? How do we know that? That mishnah is not right because maybe talking about case where he wrote a ksuva. He wrote a ksuva, you can do whatever you want with this money. Says Gemara. And if you can say, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah over there? That when he writes a ksuva, of course you can collect ksuva even from Erison. He wrote it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush could be the fukimir Blaz Marzaria. Damrish lekasva el mashukainzer. Blaz Marzaria over there argued and said no, that even when the ksuva was written in Erison, the halach is that she cannot collect if they get divorced or widowed from Erison. Because Blaz Marzaria says no, the ksuva may have been written from Erison, but the husband only wrote it almanas. He wrote it with the understanding that the ksuva should only take effect once there's a suin. So there is a sheet that argues that even a ksuva
ksuva that was written during Erisin doesn't work till Nisuin. So the Mishnah had to write Tanakam Ari and says, no, as long as the ksuva is written from Erisin, she can collect from Erisin. But that's not a raya that every Isha automatically has a ksuva from Erisin. The Gemara says, before the Gemara brings another raya, the Gemara brings a raya to this deflection. Dekanami, Diktani, Gaivas Hakol. The Lush of the Mishnah says, Gaivas Hakol, Yambrishlam, the Kasavla. If it's not the case where the husband wrote to her the whole ksuva with the Tesefes, Mishabach gave us a call. That's why she gives Kaiva everything. The regular ksuva, Tesefes, Eliyamad, like Kasavla, if you didn't write her a ksuva, it's just a case of a Maisa Bezda, my gave us a call. Mano Masayimu Desla. If you didn't write her a separate ksuva, what's gave us a call? Lush and call is Mashmid, there's more than just the standard. There's something else written in the ksuva. Ah, must be there's a ksuva written over there. So that mishes no riot to our shayla. Our shayla is what's the source that Almana is Abe from Arison. There's entitled to ksuva. We have no right, because in case where the ksuva was written, of course they're entitled. We're talking about case where it wasn't written. How do we know that she's still entitled to ksuva? For Ella, the source is as follows. Mitani Rabbi Chiya Bravin, Ishtai, Rabbi Chiya Bravin taught as follows. He taught the following brisa. Ishtai, Arusa. A wife that's an Arusa le'ainin is not an ainin, meaning the husband is not an ainin for such a wife, le'metama, until Nisuan. Le'metama, if he's a kain, he can't be metama to Revachain, he le'ainanus, le'metama le'ain. And same idea that she is not an ainanus for him, nor is she metama. It's a big question, what does that mean? We spoke about that, we had this also in the Masechta, we spoke about back then, if you remember, what does it mean she's not metama for him? The din, the parsha says in Emor, right? It says, le'bnei Aaron, are muzer, I'm becoming tummy. The Bnei Aaron are not Muslim becoming tummy. So what does it mean she's not metame to him? It could just mean she has no obligation. There's typically, besides for the din that a kohen is not supposed to be metame to anyone unless it's one of the seven closest relatives. On the flip side, there's a chiv that normally on one's close seven relatives is actually there's a chiv to become tummy. I was saying over here that she's not mechuyev to become tummy for him because he's only in a state of arusa. Okay, Mesa, that's not the part that we need. Mesa in Yarsha, if she dies, he doesn't not inherit her yet. From Erison, and Meisu, if he dies, Gaiva Ksuvasa. She's Gaiva the Ksuva. So that's a raya. That's a Ksuva from Erison. The Mara says, what's the raya? Maybe over there, talking about my case where the Ksuva is written. How's it a raya? Maybe when a Ksuva is written, she collects it. But, and again, Lafuke from Rabbeleza Marzaya. The Mara's actually say a different question in a second. But the point is that maybe without a Ksuva being written, maybe she'd be entitled to nothing. We have no right to this Ksuva. Says the Mara, if you wrote a Ksuva, why is the Bryce tell you that she's entitled to Ksuva? If you wrote it, of course you're entitled. Mara says different than what I said, different than what we said before. Mesa and Yarsha Itzukle. We didn't know Chiddush in that case. We wanted to speak out the parallel case that when the husband dies, when the wife dies, Ain a Yarsha from Erison. Husband does not inherit the wife from Erison. So he spoke on the flip side that if he dies, she gets the ksuva in the case of ksuva is written, even though when she dies, he doesn't inherit her. But in the Chami, there's no chiddush in the fact that she gets the ksuva when the case of ksuva is written. We still have no raya. Amar, Leiv, Nachman, Rafuna, the Rav's Amar get Gaiva Iker. According to Rav, who we established earlier, again, there's the third Pshat in our Mishnah, Rav had two Pshat in the Mishnah, one Rav, second Pshat, Rav was Hadar, and he said that a get is Gaiva the Iker. And the Suva is going to Tesefes, ask the Gemara, Lechashtum and Mafkahita Bahai Bedina, Vagavi, she'll go to court number one, produce the get and collect base amount, Vahadar Mafkah Bedina Queen of Vagavi, and then she'll produce the get again in the second court and collect. Why? We're not going to take away the get. She needs the get as proof in order to get remarried. So why can't she go from Bezdin to Bezdin and collect the base amount multiple times? Chitam de Karinale. If you're going to say that maybe you rip the get up, that's a problem. You can't rip the get up. I mean, Abina Lena Suva Bey. She needs the get to get remarried. She's going to say, I need it. You can't rip it up. Answers the Gemara to Karina Lay. You once she collects the ksuva, we take a tear of the get for kasvina agabe, and we write on it gita denan karune. We's the bezdin. We tore this get lam v'shem de gita psulu. There's a tear in this get not because it's a pasla get el delatad v'tikve leizem nechrina. It's a collected get. We tear it. It's almost like a stamp paid on the get. They put a permanent simon on the get that this get was paid, so she can still use it. Bezin signs their approval that the get's still a kosher get, but it just has a tear in it because we're demonstrating that she once was collected, and therefore she won't be able to go and double dip and collect again. The Gemara Maisa does not succeed in bringing a raya, in bringing a clear raya, and there's an automatic suva obligation from Erison. The Gemara says both the cases that we try to get from could be told on basis cases where there was a suva written, menachem if suva was written, maybe there'd be no obligation. The Gemara leaves it without any clear raya. We'll pick up Mitzvah from the Mishnah tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.